how I pray that we can mirror David's Psalm 71. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but just as I sat here and read it, how he is just so praiseful of God. And as he goes back and forth from lament and praise, kind of in the same sentence almost, he is still, I mean, over and over again, repeats, "My mouth is filled with your praise and with your glory all the day long. My mouth will tell of your righteous acts. I will hope continually and I will praise you more and more. And I still proclaim your wondrous deeds, and I will proclaim your might to another generation. I will also praise you with the harp. I will sing your praises. My lips will shout for joy, and my tongue will talk of your righteous help all the day long." You know, so as he goes through, you know, saying, "You have made me see many troubles and calamities, but you will receive me again." He's just praising and even knowing the hard times that he has gone through and has seen, and knowing that God has ordained his every day, just like he's ordaining ours today, and then every day before this, and every day afterwards. Do we have that kind of praise and joy in our hearts and and off our lips? Do our co-workers and do our family know that we are just madly in love with Christ, or do they just know we're a Christian, and that's about as far as it goes? Christian in name only is just like Old Testament talking about, or the Bible in general, talking about the uncircumcised and the circumcised, and how in the New Covenant, circumcision or no circumcision means nothing without the salvation of Christ, without believing in Christ, without following Jesus. Being a Christian means nothing unless it's rooted and grounded and completely surrendered under Christ's righteous works on the cross for our sin. So I pray that each one of you are walking with Christ and living that life. And you'll know, because those continuous joys and praises, I mean, you're not going to be able to hold it back. You can't withstand rejoicing in God, rejoicing in the works of Jesus every day, all day long. And we go through times, I feel like I'm going through just like a lull right now in myself, and I need to bust myself out. And I love these voice messages that I have to send to you guys, because it gets my mind off of myself and onto, I want to encourage you guys in Christ today, and it helps me. You know, I'm going to stop recording right now, and I'm going to go on feeling closer to God because I'm thinking about him now because I'm sending these, you know. So this is that beautiful residual sanctification that we can be encouraging each other with. And I pray that you guys have others in your life, because we're commanded to have others in our life to be learning from and to be growing in Christ as well. So go on with your day. Praise the Lord. Let his works be on your lips, and then sing his praises all day. Love you guys.